Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring you our good friend David Dossie back on the show. David is a partner in the law firm of Gallagher & Dossie. He is an intellectual property attorney. We used to call them patent attorneys, but now there's so much more than that. This isn't your grandfather's patent attorney office. David is has become a friend of mine, as well as a member of our brain trust over the years. And in full interest of full disclosure, he's my intellectual property attorney. David Dossie, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. As you know, and as my brain, my audience knows, I have been talking about intellectual property for a long time. In fact, I think that's how we met. You took issue with something that me or one of my guests said one time a few years ago, and I said, well, why don't you just come on the show and straighten me out? And you did, and the rest is history. But recently, I wrote a couple of articles, a two-part series of on intellectual property strategy, how to think about intellectual property as a small business owner, and how to develop a strategy. And so I wanted you to join us and put some put a professional touch on that topic.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I think that over the last 10 years since I first contacted you about that interview, I mean, you definitely have been at the forefront of trying to hammer home to small businesses that you need to be thinking about this stuff, because it's so easy to just for a small business to get in the mindset that unless I'm Ford or General Electric, that, you know, intellectual property is not at the core of your business. Mm-hmm. And that is just so far from the truth with small businesses.
Well, the thing that really got me going was probably about a dozen years ago. I heard someone talking about a report that was done on corporate balance sheets, a study done on how corporate balance sheets had changed in the last 30 years of the 20th century. And essentially, the tangible versus intangible assets, the physical property and the intellectual property had literally inverted over 30 years from 80% tangible, 20% intangible to 76% intangible and 27% tangible in 30 years. I mean, think about that. From millennia of being the other way, in 30 years it flipped. And I got to thinking in those days, David, I got to thinking, if it's that way for big business, it doesn't have to be much of a change for that to impact small businesses. And if small business owners are going to be integrated partners with big businesses, we've got to start thinking about this.
Oh, there's no doubt. And the percentages might not be as extreme with small business, but conversely, you can argue small businesses generally have had less tangible assets. So
right.
Any development of intangible intellectual property can be a much more significant percentage
on the
balance sheet.
When I have talked about this in speeches, when I've talked about the very thing that I, and by the way, that study was done by a guy named Ken Crozen, an IP attorney, Ken Crozen, who since became a member of my brain trust, and who also, David, has since retired. But anyway, Ken Crozen's work, and I realized that when I would talk to audiences in my speeches, I'd ask them, okay, I know your balance sheet is not 73-27, but how many of you believe that your ratio has definitely shifted much more than it was towards IP? And everyone nods their head. Mm-hmm. When I do that.
Well, and I think an important question for small business owners is, okay, when you want to sell your business, are you going to sell it to someone just for the value of your used office equipment that's laying around
and your
there,
inventory?
Your inventory? Mm-hmm. No. The small business owners always feel that their business is worth double, triple that.
Right.
And then they have to explain, well, why is that? What is that extra value?
Right. And if they haven't done that, if they haven't kept up with what they've been creating, then it won't have that value. But see, there's a couple of things that I've been thinking about, David, on this. There's IP creep, which is what happens naturally. And then there's intentional IP, right? So you're creating IP, folks. You're creating intellectual property. But it's creeping into your operation without you realizing it. So why don't we be intentional about it? Why don't we recognize it and develop it and fight for it, protect it? That's what you got to do. And then we're going to talk about how to do that with our good friend David Darcy after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.